namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Yatyukvadri dari kunja Garaveshvatma vatsakam Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna Sapani Kavaloyayo Ityukvadri dari kunja Gavadeshvatma vatsakan Vachinvan Bhagavan Krishna Sapani kavaloyayau Ityukvadri dari kunja Garaveshvatma vatsakan Vachinvan Bhagavan Krishna Sapani kavaloyayau Iti yuktva, saying this, let me bring your calves personally. Adri dari kunja garaveshu. Everywhere in the mountains, the mountain caves, the bushes, and narrow places. Atma Vatsakan, the calves belonging to his own personal friends. The Chinban, searching out. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Sapani Kabala, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand, Yayao started out. Let me go and search for the calves, Krishna said. Don't disturb your enjoyment. Then, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, immediately went out to search for the calves of his friends. To please his friends, he began searching in all the mountains, mountain caves, bushes, and narrow passages. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Vedas, Svetasvarada Upanishad, assert that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do personally. Natasya karyam pararam cha vidyate, because he is doing everything through his energies and potencies. Parasya shaktir vivadaya shruyate. Nonetheless, here we see that he took personal care to find the calves of his friends. This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. All the affairs of the entire world and the entire cosmic manifestation are working under his direction through his different energies. Still, when there is need to take care of his friends, he does this personally. Krishna assured his friends, "Don't be afraid. I am going personally to search for your calves." This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane, Namaste Sarasati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharine, Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindubhya Evacha, Patithanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Today is Devotee Care Day, and under His Grace Revati Raman Prabhu's direction, I am supposed to speak an introduction to His Holiness Srila Jayapatak Swami Maharaj. May I be speaking soon? I have till 8:30, he has 8:30 to 9, yes? So I have about 20 minutes. Srila Jayapatak Maharaj chose this verse, so I believe he wants to speak specifically on it. The spirit here, Hare Krishna, is how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, Param Ishvara, the controller and master of everyone, takes the greatest pleasure in caring for his devotees. Lord Brahma had taken away the calves, and the cowherd boys were in distress. So Krishna, not wanting them to interrupt their prasad eating, he did it himself. You go on eating your prasad, I will go and look for the calves. Krishna himself, in this wonderful pastime, is sacrificing his own lunch so that his devotees could enjoy the lunch. Krishna went through great efforts. It describes in this verse, he went, he didn't just look around or ask somebody. He started searching the mountains, the caves, the forests, everywhere, for the pleasure of his calves and his friends. So this concept of devotee care has no beginning and no end. It's the eternal pastime of Krishna himself, Adi Purusha. When Krishna came here in Sri Mayapur Dham as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed in the role of a devotee how he loves and cares for his devotees. In Jagannath Puri, every year when the devotees made their long journey from Bengal to Puri, Lord Chaitanya would personally greet them in his own residence. He would arrange their accommodations. He was very enthusiastic to arrange proper prasad. He would give each devotee proper assistance.
to make them happy. And he would lovingly praise his devotees. Shivananda Sen, a grihastha, would arrange for this incredible pilgrimage to Puri. 300-400 devotees, he would arrange everything. The prasad, the accommodations, the health requirements, paying all the tolls and the taxes between one province and another. And we know the story, even a dog who joined his party, he cared for with such attention. Because he considered that dog and all the other Vaishnavas to be so dear to Lord Chaitanya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated that so dearly that he told Shivananda Sen that, consider me a part of your family. I am also. Your family is my family. To Haridas Thakur, he personally arranged a special place for him just near the Jagannath temple. And because of Haridas's humility, he would not go in the temple. He would, Srila Prabhupada would say it like this, Lord Jagannath himself in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every day come out of the temple and deliver with his own hands Jagannath's prasad to Thakur Haridas. And spend hours every day talking with him about Krishna, appreciating him in every way. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in Chaitanya Bhagavata that all the wealth in the entire creation does not equal in value in my heart, Lord Chaitanya said, to one of my devotees. That is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu valued each and every one of his devotees. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sometimes say that he shed buckets of blood to bring each and every single devotee to the path of Krishna consciousness. It's interesting how Jaipatak Maharaj Hare Krishna. It's very interesting how when we hear devotees' memories of Srila Prabhupada, so many times the highlight of devotees' lives were when they were chastised by Srila Prabhupada. And some of the stories are very intense chastisements. But yet, it encouraged them. It enlivened them. It awakened so much faith in them. One of the milestones of their spiritual progress and a treasure that they always hold on to is that chastisement. But I've also seen on many occasions, that when disciples of Prabhupada chastise their juniors, sometimes they're discouraged. Sometimes they're depressed. Sometimes it drives them away from the society of devotees. How is this? Srila Prabhupada told us, do as I am doing. So Prabhupada chastised. So I will chastise. Like a lion. Sadhu means to cut. But there's a difference. Because Srila Prabhupada, through his care, for our body, minds, and especially our souls, He awakened within our hearts deep trust, deep faith that he really cares about us. He really cares about each of us personally. Srila Prabhupada wrote these beautiful books and purports as his love and care to all of us. Srila Prabhupada, in his own personal example and the way he developed this society, even if one never saw Srila Prabhupada personally, and there are hundreds, if not thousands of people, they feel such deep trust in Prabhupada. Because without any ulterior motive, he really cares about giving me the highest thing, love for Krishna. And he's made so much sacrifice for me. How much I need to reciprocate. 26 Second Avenue. The very foundational beginning of the Hare Krishna movement in the West. Hippies were coming. People who weren't following four regulative principles, didn't have any conception of God. But they were taking interest. And Srila Prabhupada saw them as devotees because he saw the potential. Prabhupada was cooking for them, cleaning for them. He was taking care of their health. And he was nourishing their souls with his philosophy, with his kirtans, which was like medicine administered. With such compassion. Compassion means to deeply care for the welfare of another. Here in Sri Mayapur Dham, everything you see is a manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's devotee care. During the first Mayapur festival, nothing was really built very well. His Holiness Jai Pratak Swami Maharaj was there. And devotees were having to sleep in all sorts of different places, and some were getting sick. And Srila Prabhupada at night would get up and walk around just to see how the accommodations were being made. And he was very, very concerned about devotees' accommodations, their health, their prasad. And this long building, at that time, it was the longest building in all of Bengal. At least that's what the movie said. That Yadubar Prabhu made. Why was that building made? It was made for us. Because Srila Prabhupada understood people from the West are coming. They're not accustomed to very, very austere situations. We should give them a nice place to stay. Srila Prabhupada cared. Here in Mayapur, Malati Devi was serving prasad to Srila Prabhupada's god brothers, sannyasis of Gaudiya Math. And Srila Prabhupada said to all of them about Malati Devi, to see this devotee, how much she loves me. She is willing to cut her own throat for me, and I am willing to do the same for her. Something like that. This is why we have such trust and faith in Srila Prabhupada. because we really felt he cared. We really felt whatever service we did was pleasing him. And that empowered us to do incredible things. People like Vaisheshika Prabhu, practically from sunrise to sunset, enduring the most incredible obstacles and insults and dangers to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Because he wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. Because he had such faith, such trust, that Prabhupada's going to take me back home, back to Godhead. Here in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada built these wonderful buildings for us to be accommodated. During a Guru Puja here, when everyone was glorifying him, one devotee had an infection on his foot, and when Srila Prabhupada called that devotee to him and told him what medicine to put on the foot. Because the body is a medium by which we can exchange love with each other and care for each other. Through the Prabhupada would nourish our souls, our bodies, our minds, and our souls with his incredible kirtans and his wonderful lectures from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. During Prabhupada's last days in Sri Vrindavan Dham, although he was not eating anything, he was calling the leaders of Krishna Balaram Temple to make sure all the devotees were getting nice prasad. Although his body was in such a state that he couldn't move, he was so concerned discussing with his leaders that the devotees were accommodated nicely. And at the same time, Srila Prabhupada's greatest pleasure, much jata mat gata prana, katiyantascha mamnyatyam, tushyanti charamanti cha. When we were sharing Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan with each other. Very soon, the book by Yamuna Devi, Unalloyed, which is her life story, will be coming out. I happened to read some of it. There was one place when she was living in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada called her to his room at Radha Damodar Temple and instructed Yamuna Devi that I want you to take the responsibility of caring for the devotees. Because when they come to India, they get so sick. They're not accustomed to this type of life. Give them nice prasad. Arrange the best possible accommodations. Encourage them, inspire them. And in this book, we see how she took that instruction very much as her life and soul. To the extent of the last year of her life, for several months she was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Mumbai. She was, according to our doctors, Madhavananda Prabhu was here, she was about 90% physically dead when she came. It was almost impossible, her situation. And yet she'd call me up when she was in critical condition and say, I'm leaving here. I said, why are you leaving? She said, because too many people are serving me. I don't like people to serve me. I like to serve others. I said, but you're in a helpless condition. You know, you need that. She said, no, I'd rather die than people serve me. And she was so serious. She was practically ready to walk out the door. She couldn't even walk. She couldn't walk, and she was going to go out the door somehow or other. I said, please understand, Yamuna Devi, You're one of the closest things closest people they've ever seen that brings them to Srila Prabhupada. When they're serving you, they're serving Srila Prabhupada. Give them that chance. So she said, all right, I will stay. And about a week later, she'd call and say, I'm leaving. People are serving me. And I give her the same appeal. You're the closest thing that they've had to Srila Prabhupada. Let them serve Prabhupada through you. And under that condition, she would stay. But how did she stay? When anybody came to her room, she had arranged prasad for them. Anybody who came to the room, even the people who were caring for her, what to speak of the guests, she would have them, before they could even talk to her practically or ask her how she was, take this prasad. She would counsel them, she would serve, give them something, make sure they're comfortable, give them chairs. Where do these devotees get this spirit from? We were speaking the other day about Srila Prabhupada on a lecture he gave on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. There, at the end of his talk, after speaking so many wonderful stories of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his own relationship with him, he said, I thank all of you very much. Now, each and every one of us, as we're listening to Prabhupada's words, which I'm just repeating, please take it very personally. Because Krishna consciousness is a personal philosophy, where we are personally trying to inspire each other. And when Prabhupada's speaking in his books, in his lectures, through his devotees, he's speaking personally to each and every one of us. Srila Prabhupada said, I thank you so much. Because actually, you are all the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And then, you can hear on the tape, Srila Prabhupada begins to cry. There's a pause when you hear him cry. Then with a choked voice, he said, because you are all helping me to execute the order of my Guru Maharaj. In this way, Srila Prabhupada saw all of us as the representatives of his Guru Maharaj. And the Acharya teaches by his example. This means that we should see each other as the representatives of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Jayaprajak Maharaj, he had a stroke some years ago. And after major surgeries and everything else, he was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And I happened to be coming from somewhere, and I was picked up at the airport, and I was in a car driving to our temple in Mumbai. And I happened to call Srila Jayaprajak Maharaj at the hospital. And I didn't even mean it, because I considered it impossible. But as we were talking, I said, in a couple weeks, we're having our Pune Yatra, where about 5,000 devotees are going to be coming to Pune. Would you like to come? He said, yes, I would like to come. He couldn't even stand up. He was laying down. So then he would tell his doctors, I'm going to Pune Yatra. And the devotees, no, doctors, all the doctors, no, you cannot go, it's too dangerous, it's a 4-hour drive, it's not such a good road and everything like that, it's 4 hours each way, and it's too much disturbance, and you're in very, very dangerous condition. And he said, but Maharaj invited me. So this is going on, I guess, every day. So the doctors called me and said, you have to take away that invitation. He really wants to go. I said, what? You mean he actually wants to go? And they said, yes, he wants to go. And we're all arguing with him. He says, but Maharaj invited me. And all the doctors, you know, he said, you're supposed to be following Maharaj, so why are you saying something different? So I was thinking, how am I supposed to uninvite him? Meanwhile, this doctor, who was the main doctor, who wasn't a devotee, came from another hospital, and he came. And all of our doctors, they had their strategy. We'll get this main doctor, the person who actually performed, you know, the immediate original care, we'll get him to say that you cannot go, it's too dangerous. So they explained it. And this main doctor, who wasn't a devotee, would you like to hear what he told the devotee doctors? He said the best thing to do for Jaipatak Maharaj is to go to Pune Yatra. Nothing else will be so good for his health. The doctor said, how is that? What is that? And he said, because I have been observing that he only lives for one thing, to give pleasure to the devotees. Observed in him that what brings him the most happiness is showing compassion to the devotees. And his happiness will be the greatest medicine. Let him go and make the devotees happy. And he came. He actually came. He was laying in a stretcher on the back of an ambulance, and they took him out and they propped him up in front of about 5,000 people, and he gave a 2-hour lecture. And he couldn't even talk hardly, but he still gave a 2-hour lecture, and everyone was weeping and crying because he saw all of us as representatives of his Guru Maharaj. That's how Srila Prabhupada taught us. And I'm so happy that our movement is really coming together to give the highest emphasis on devotee care. Thank you very much.